But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
One child is dead, at least 40 others injured after a bus crash in Arkansas involving a Memphis youth football team early today. Police say the bus left the road and overturned shortly after 2:30 local time on a ramp from Interstate 30. The kids on the bus were aged 7 to 12, along with four coaches. Illinois may have to wait a few more days to know exactly how much damage the weekend storms left behind there. Teams from the state and the National Weather Service surveyed the damage from Saturday's tornadoes and severe thunderstorms, which cut across most of central Illinois. As of now, the worst of it looks to have been in Taylorville, where at least one tornado damaged about 100 homes and injured 20 people. Nobody was killed. Things in Alaska are beginning to return to normal after the powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake on Friday. The mayor of Anchorage says progress has been made because of teamwork. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The 2018 Kennedy Center Honors last evening in Washington included multiple tributes to former President George H.W. Bush, who again died Friday at the age of 94. Among the honorees at the Kennedy Center Awards this year, singer, actress Cher. Comedian Whoopi Goldberg saying of her,
"How do you define that identity with a career as varied and successful as hers? She's been a teenage pop star, a TV variety show host, a model, a rock star, a pop star, a disco diva, Broadway actress, activist, in the epitome of movie star. She's been all of that."
Other honorees included pianist Philip Glass, country singer Reba McEntire, and jazz saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. Meanwhile, a legendary TV sitcom actor's passed away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He was first known for his role as clumsy Captain Parmenter in F Troop. TV sitcom actor Ken Berry has died. He was also on The Andy Griffith Show and its spinoff, Mayberry RFD, as well as The Carol Burnett Show and its spinoff, Mama's Family. Here he is doing a commercial for Kinney Shoes.
Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a Kinney and you'll cover the ground.
Ken Berry, dead at age 85. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
And good afternoon, everyone. Dr. Miola here from Get Healthy Hunterdon and Nutrimost of Flemington. Let's get to the forecast today here and all. Today, this afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 54 degrees. West winds 14 to 17 miles per hour with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 33 degrees. West wind 8 to 11 miles per hour, the gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 40. Northwest wind 7 to 9 miles per hour.
With blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things.
And we are here with Get Healthy Hunterdon and Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And as you could hear and you could tell, that was Tony Bennett and his album, the Christmas album, Snowfall. Many of you have enjoyed his tunes and stuff, and really makes a good way segue into having a great, great Christmas and Hanukkah. And happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends and all. Down by me, the largest menorah in the state of New Jersey was lit last night. They had to do a sky lift to get the rabbi up there to actually make the first lighting of it and all. So, again, happy New Year and happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish members and all. A couple interesting things that are going on here in the news and stuff. Science Daily, as it would say, to predict the future, the brain uses two clocks. And that moment when you step on the gas pedal in split second before the light changes, or when you tap your toes even before the first piano note of the Havana is struck, that's anticipatory timing and stuff. One type relies on memories from past experience, the other on rhythm. Both are critical and to our ability to navigate and enjoy the world. New University of California, Berkeley, research shows that neural networks supporting each of these timekeepers are split between two different parts of the brain, depending on the task at hand. Whether it's sports, music, speech, or even allocating attention, our study suggests that timing is not a unified process, but there are two distinctive ways in which we make temporal predictions, and these depend on different parts of the brain. The findings published on the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences Journal offer a new perspective on how humans calculate where to make a move. Together, these two brain systems allow us not to just exist in the moment, but to also actively anticipate the future. The study shows the anticipatory timing strength and deficiencies of people with Parkinson's disease and people with cerebellar degeneration. So they connected rhythmic timing to the basal ganglion and interval timing, and internal timing based largely on our memory of prior experiences to the cerebellum. Both are primary brain regions associated with movement and cognition. Moreover, this result suggests that if one of these natural neutral clocks is misfiring, the other could theoretically step in. So as they quoted and stuff, our study identifies not only the anticipatory context in which these neurological patients are impaired, but also the content in which they have no difficulty, suggesting we could modify their environment to make it easier for them to interact with the world in face of their symptoms and stuff. Non-pharmaceutical fixes for neurological timing deficits could include brain training computer games and smartphone apps, deep brain stimulation, and environmental design modifications. To arrive at the conclusions, the study compared how well Parkinson's and cerebellar degeneration patients use timing or temporal cues to focus their attention. Both groups were viewed sequence of red, white, and green squares as they flashed by at varying speeds on a computer screen and pushed a button the moment they saw the green square. The white squares alerted them that the green square was coming up. In one sequence, the red, white, and green squares followed a steady rhythm, and the cerebellar degenerative patients responded well to these rhythmic cues. In another, the colored squares followed a more complex pattern with differing intervals between the red and the green squares. The sequence was easier for the Parkinson's patients to follow and succeeded at. We show that patients with cerebellar degeneration are impaired in using non-rhythmic temporal cues, while patients with the basal ganglion degeneration associated with Parkinson's disease are impaired using rhythmic cues. Unfortunately, the results confirm that the brain uses two different mechanisms for anticipatory timing, challenging theories that a single brain system handles all of our timing needs. Our results suggest at least two different ways in which the brain has evolved to anticipate the future. A rhythmic-based system is sensitive to periodic events in the world, such as is inherent in speech and music, he added. And an interval system provides a more general anticipatory ability, sensitive to temporal regularities, even in the absence of a rhythmic signal. So that was quite interesting. I kind of, now with all the brain concussion issues that are going on and stuff, it's interesting to see how science is finding out these things that are going on. Moving more towards what's near and dear to me, intermittent fasting. They find no advantage over conventional weight loss diet. And so how it goes, intermittent fasting helps lose weight and promotes health. However, it is not superior to the conventional calorie restriction diet. This was done by the German cancer research at Heidelberg University Hospital, has found in a study called HELENA, the largest investigation on intermittent fasting to date. The scientists concluded that there are many paths leading to a healthier weight. Everybody must find a diet plan that fits them best and then just do what works. Feasting 8 hours and then fasting the following 16 hours, or is it even better to fast 2 whole days a week and then enjoy eating without regrets for the rest of the week? Intermittent fasting, also known as the 16-8 diet or 5-2 diet, is trendy. Numerous popular self-help books on this topic promise weight loss without yo-yo effects, as well as sustained changes in metabolic activity and resulting health benefits. The German Nutritional Society, on the other hand, warns that intermittent fasting is not suitable for long-term weight regulations. There is not enough scientific evidence on the long-term effects of this diet type of condition. So again, if you like to do that, just be aware that it may not be moving you in the kind of direction that you really wanted to be going with and all. So what we're going to do is take a little commercial break here, and we will be right back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Where is love? Does it fall from skies above?
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. When your health is what matters, Hunterdon Nutrimost of Flemington can help. So we were going over some things and all, and that was Tony Bennett, by the way. And there's some interesting statistics that are out there now. There's 20.4 million adults over the age of 18 who currently have asthma. What the heck is going on with this population? There are 422 million people worldwide who have diabetes, an inflammatory process. And there are 1,300 campuses worldwide that have banned smoking. So we're moving in the right direction there, and as far as trying to protect the people that are on these campuses and all. So when we were talking about inflammation, that brought up some pretty interesting questions from some people in the office the other day and all. And so I thought we might take a little address with that today and all. So from harm to healing, addressing chronic inflammation with, of course, nutrition. Many chronic conditions such as asthma, lupus, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, glomerular nephritis, and allergies are characterized by inflammation. Normally, inflammation is a bodily response to trauma. Toxins, heat, or infection from foreign organisms such as bacteria and viruses. The damaged cells release various chemicals, including bradykinin, which causes blood vessels to enlarge and stuff called dilation, histamine, which causes contraction of the smooth muscles and dilatation of the capillaries, and prostaglandin, which causes inflammation, pain, and fever as part of the healing of process. The swelling caused by the increase in the size of the blood vessels and capillaries is part of the body's immune system's ability to sequester or to corner off the foreign matter. It's trying to keep it from moving all around the body, thereby isolating it from further contact with other tissue. The chemicals released during an inflammatory response signal and attract what they call phagocytes, which are white blood cells. That's your body's first line of defense, to the site of damaged cells to start the healing process. Acute inflammation is short-term and benefits to the body. However, chronic inflammation can be destructive. Chronic inflammation occurs when a malfunctioning immune system doesn't turn off when it should. Chronic inflammation destroys healthy tissues and is associated with the development of various diseases. Chronic inflammation can occur anywhere in the body and is damaging because it acts like a slow-burning fire that continues to stimulate pro inflammatory response cells. So that causes the body to become inflamed. Excessive immune cells and their signaling molecules circulating in the body can damage and destroy blood vessel linings, as in arteriosclerosis, pancreatic tissue, which can lead to diabetes, and joint tissue in such things as arthritis. Chronic inflammation also occurs in autoimmune diseases such as lupus, asthma, inflammatory bowel diseases, and allergies. It's interesting, we were talking, and what we were saying was that, say you have a glass of water and you're holding it up at arm's length and all. Well, for the moment and stuff, you can hold it very easily. And let's just say that that's stress. So you can handle that stress for the momentary type of time. Put it out there for an hour, you start to getting some aches and pains into that arm and shoulder area. If you hold it out there for a whole day, you need to have an emergency room visit because that arm has completely gone away. So the question is not so much what kind of stress it is, but the thing is how long your body's dealing with it and all that allows these things to start happening. So the length of time that the inflammatory process goes on, whether it's acute that just happened or chronic, which has been around for a while, is going to dictate just how your body responds to the issues that are going on. Over time, chronic inflammation can cause changes in the DNA and can lead to cancer, as in the case of people with chronic inflammatory bowel disease, for example. People who are overweight or obese are experiencing chronic inflammation, which lends itself to water retention and weight gain. Inflammation can cause people to feel pain, stiffness, distress, discomfort, and even agony, depending on the severity. Inflammation primarily causes pain because the swelling pushes against the nerve endings that send pain signals to the brain. Living with chronic inflammation and pain can be debilitating and cause, among other things, depression. There are many treatment modalities for addressing and reducing chronic inflammation. Let's take a look and see what some of those are. So how about the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs? These drugs, such as naproxen, ibuprofen, aspirin, counteract an enzyme that contributes to the inflammation. How about those corticosteroids? There are two types of corticosteroids used in the treatment of inflammation. Glucocorticoids, which is cortisone, prednisone, triamcinolone, and benzonoid, treat conditions such as systemic lupus, arthritis, dermatitis, allergic reactions, and inflammatory bowel disease. Glucocorticoids are often offered in both an oral and a topical form. Mineral corticoids are used to treat salt imbalances in the body that contribute to the inflammation. Disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs, DMARDs. This class of drugs inhibits the T cells and the B cells, and what they do is that's your first line of defense when the body doesn't recognize what is going on with it and all, and suppresses the body's immune and inflammatory response. Common drugs in this category include methotrexate, sulfasalazine, and azathioprine. Biological drugs in this category are drugs such as Enbrinol, Sterinol, and Humirol, which all work by targeting chemicals and cytokines such as necrotic tumor factor, which is known as TNFs, interleukin-1, and interleukin-6. And what these do is they cause inflammation. Many of these pharmacotherapy agents work well in controlling inflammation. However, many people experience side effects, and these treatments can be expensive. Most common side effects includes, what else? Nausea, headache, dizziness, diarrhea, vomiting, extreme weakness or fatigue, and dry mouth, for saying a few. And some medications can create severe side effects, such as hepatic problems or kidney and liver problems and all, blood disorders, and even fetal harm in pregnant women. So that's why when you're pregnant, they generally don't want you to be taking too much. Let's take a look at what we can do nutritionally. So nutritional therapy. The one treatment modality that has few to no side effects is diet. The typical American diet is rich in pro, which means it causes inflammation, fried and processed foods. The unhealthy food that people are eating affects the body in many ways, and chronic inflammation is just one of them. We commonly hear about hypocholesterolemia, hypertension, and arteriosclerosis being associated with dietary intake. However, more recently, diet has been linked to chronic inflammation. Moreover, research pertaining to chronic inflammation is proven that the body reacts to the type of foods a person eats, whether healthy or unhealthy. Foods that are pro-inflammatory include fried foods, red meat, processed meats like sausage, bacon, and deli meats, snack foods, sugar-sweetened beverages like sodas, energy drinks, and even those good old-fashioned juices, baked goods, vegetable oil-laden products, and refined carbohydrates. Omega-6 fatty acids are pro-inflammatory and are found in all kinds of fried food. It's interesting. The omega-3s, which you find in your fresh or in salt water, swimming fish more so than anything else, keep the inflammation down. And then the omega-6s are cause the body to become inflamed. Your body needs to have both of these available to it and stuff. But what we find is that around the perimeter of your grocery store, the dairy department, the meat department, the seafood, the produce area and stuff, those all have anti-inflammatory or omega-3 laden, heavy, rich in foods. And the things that are in the center of the store, in the boxes, the things that can sit on the shelf for days, weeks, and months, and years and stuff, those have the anti-inflammatory or the pro-inflammatory, the omega-6s and stuff, and they use that as a preservative in many cases and all. So these products, as well as highly processed foods, contain high levels of advanced glycogenic end products, and they're called AGEs, are compounds produced in the body through an array of chemical reactions. These reactions occur in response to elevated blood sugar levels. The dangers of the AGEs is that they can clog the microvascular system of where else? The eyes, the heart, the kidneys, and the brain, thus contributing to high risks of complications of disease states like diabetes mellitus and heart disease. Foods high in saturated fats are also pro-inflammatory, although a moderate intake of yogurt with active cultures can be beneficial to the GI tract. Dairy foods high in saturated fats can decrease levels of good gut bacteria, which are critical participants in the immune system in reducing inflammation. Saturated fats also inflame white adipose tissue. This type of tissue stores energy, while brown adipose tissue is catabolic and burns energy. If fat cells increase in size through the intake of excessive calories of processed foods, they release pro-inflammatory mediators like that provoke a systemic inflammation response as well. Therefore, staying at a healthy body weight or losing weight if overweight or obese also helps in managing chronic inflammation. Although there is no set anti-inflammatory diet, combating chronic inflammation with nutrition is as easy as getting back to the basics. Patients should consume more fresh fruits and vegetables and choose whole grains, nuts, omega-3 rich fish, and healthy oils such as olive oil. Anti-inflammatory foods contain phytochemicals that carry out healthy biochemical and biological activity at the cellular level, which is beneficial for the body. But processing foods can damage and destroy phytochemicals. Therefore, whole foods are recommended to ensure the best nutritional benefits. There's a table here that anti-inflammatory foods that can help you start your conversation with your clients about the health by choosing more foods and all. So it's interesting. Fruits would be apples, apricots, bananas, berries, cherries, grapes, grapefruit, oranges, peaches, pineapple, plums, strawberries, and watermelon. Vegetables would be avocados, beets, bell peppers, bok choy, broccoli, celery, chili peppers, collard greens, kale, mushrooms, onions, spinach, Swiss chard, and tomatoes. Nuts and seeds would be almonds, chia seeds, hazelnuts, flaxseed, and walnuts. Proteins, avocados, anchovies, bone broth, grass-fed meats, herring, mackerel, oysters, eggs, salmon, sardines, and tuna. Fats would be coconut oil, ghee, multi-chained oils, and oily and olive oil, of course. Others would be barley, black beans, black rice, brown rice, cayenne, cinnamon, dark chocolate for you ladies, garlic, ginger, green tea, nutmeg, oregano, quinone, raw oats, rosemary, sage, thyme, and turmeric. Well, we're going to take a little commercial break here, and we will be right back.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People in the city of Houston lining the streets to pay tribute to the late President George H.W. Bush as a procession carrying his casket to Ellington Airport has been making its way through the city. Moments ago, it arrived at the airport, and now a brief ceremony is being led by former President George W. Bush before a presidential aircraft, which is sometimes used as Air Force One, carries the former president's body to Washington, D.C., where it will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda later today through Wednesday morning, when a funeral will be held at the National Cathedral. Among the many who are fondly remembering the late president today, the man who was his chief of staff, John Sununu.
His art form was dealing with people in a way that respected their views but got them to come to the right conclusion and move things forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
One child is dead, at least 40 others injured after a bus crash in Arkansas involving a Memphis youth football team early today. Police say the bus left the road and overturned shortly after 2:30 local time on a ramp from Interstate 30. The kids on the bus were aged 7 to 12, along with four coaches. Illinois may have to wait a few more days to know exactly how much damage the weekend storms left behind there. Teams from the state and the National Weather Service surveyed the damage from Saturday's tornadoes and severe thunderstorms, which cut across most of central Illinois. As of now, the worst of it looks to have been in Taylorville, where at least one tornado damaged about 100 homes and injured 20 people. Nobody was killed. Things in Alaska are beginning to return to normal after the powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake on Friday. The mayor of Anchorage says progress has been made because of teamwork. And this is USA Radio News.
Raindrops on roses.
And we are back at Get Healthy 100. This is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington. And that, again, was Tony Bennett for your holiday listening pleasures and all. And let's stay with the theme here of inflammation. Another interesting article that I have found was inflammation is the body's built-in mechanism to defend itself from adverse stimuli such as trauma, pathogens, damaged cells, toxins, and other environmental irritants. It's even a response to emotional stress. Ooh, there's the emotions coming into play. Now, individuals with acute inflammation may experience redness, swelling, heat, loss of function, and pain. On the normal circumstances, inflammation is protective. But rather than being an acute response that fosters healing, inflammation can become a systemic condition, which contributes to the breakdown of normal physiological responses. A persistent onslaught of chemical, hormonal, environmental, emotional, or physical triggers, such as those found in food and the environment, produces a steady inflammatory state from which the body has a difficult time rebounding from. A whole body menace. When inflammation is sustained over an extended period of time, the immune system starts attacking healthy tissue that it mistakes for foreign invasions. This leads to chronic inflammation, resulting in illness and disease. Any type of symptom ranging from gut discomfort, headaches, generalized pain, fatigue, and weight gain can all be the result of a hyperinflamed state. For joint tissue, inflammation causes arthritis. For inner blood vessel tissue, the endothelium, it triggers heart disease and stroke. For the thyroid tissue, it triggers Hashimoto's thyroidism. Inflammation can occur in any bodily tissue. As the immune system gets exhausted from fighting chronic wars, cancer cells can escape normal detection and grow. In general, any condition that ends in itis, I-T-I-S, is inflammatory. Inflammation is also a key culprit in the rising epidemic of autoimmune disease. Has been shown to contribute to depression, which is becoming increasingly problematic in both adults and in children. It is also a major contributor to the rising epidemic of asthma in children. How can you go about testing for this inflammatory process? C-reactive protein, a typical CBC, blood type study, it's called CRP, is a blood marker for inflammation often used to detect chronic conditions associated with inflammation. The liver makes C-reactive protein in response to infections and inflammatory conditions. Almost any tissue injury or inflammatory process that involves the immune system increases production of what they call the interleukin 6, and that's your body's like autoimmune system, will increase the CRP production. Autoimmune conditions also can increase the CPR levels. Even though it's used to identify chronic inflammation, a single pro-inflammatory meal has been demonstrated to raise the CRP. A CRP test in high sensitivity, HCRP test, which detects low levels of CRP in the blood system, can detect this marker for cardiovascular disease. Other types of testing can also detect inflammation. Another one is called erythrocyte sedimentation rate, which is the ESR, and plasma viscosity, the PV, are common blood tests used to detect inflammation or inflammatory markers in the body. An organic acids test can detect nutrient deficiencies, which may contribute to dysregulated inflammatory pathways, resulting in a chronic inflammatory state. Toxic metal test, comprehensive stool test, and a hormone test can be extremely useful for detecting systemic inflammatory triggers. Genetic testing can be effective in determining potential genetic leaks to systemic inflammation as well. Now, let's take a look at food choices and how it affects the inflammation. The standard medical approach to prescribing non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to treat inflammation is not ideal here. A recent meta-analysis of over 440,000 people found that the major N-steroids, such as ibuprofen and aspirin, increased heart attack and stroke death by a whopping 35%. It's almost as important to list what not to eat in addition to what to eat when it comes to inflammation. Forget the white starchy stuff. Keep whole organic grains to a minimum. And beware of the gluten. Gluten has been linked to numerous chronic conditions, including intestinal problems and neurodegenerative diseases. Limit sugar and refined carbohydrate consumption. That's why it's so important around this time of the year. We're going to start getting into Christmas cookies, Hanukkah cookies, cakes, and everything else like that to limit those things. When it comes to vegetables, look for a wide variety of colors. The greens, the reds, the purple leafy vegetables are a must. Variety is important, too, as it is the quality. So non-genetically modified and organic. A moderate intake of fresh fruits such as berries, high-quality fats, and fatty fruits include avocados and olives, nuts and seeds, high-quality proteins like fish, not catfish or tilapia, and lean meats is ideal. Adequate fiber helps with elimination and detoxification, which helps to remove triggers such as chemical and toxins that contribute to a chronic inflammatory state. Fiber also provides prebiotics, which are important for maintaining a healthy microbiome. So that's a healthy stomach and intestinal lining. Increasing fatty fish to increase your omega-3s. Remember, omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, and then omega-6s are pro-inflammatory. This increases the prostaglandin E3 levels, which is R anti-inflammatory. List of foods to avoid include sugar, hard animal fats, white flour, and grain-fed beef, all of which increase the inflammation. The bottom line is that any type of dietary imbalance, whether a nutrient deficiency or a high amount of chemicals in food, can trigger the body to respond with inflammation. Also, too many omega-6s, acids related to omega-3s, mostly found in oily fish, can trigger a compensatory inflammation response to the body. And in the, I would advise eating a diet rich in organic whole foods, replete with phytonutrients, lean protein, and omega-3s. Eating a bit of dark chocolate makes a nice treat. So there you go, those good old treats. And a water fast is more anti-inflammatory than anything else you can do. As far as supplements, essential fatty acids supplied by fish oil. Other beneficial essential fatty acids include the alpha-lipoic acids, gamma-linolenic acids, and oleic acid, all of which are plant-based. Proteolytic enzymes are also extremely effective for acute inflammatory conditions that occur from trauma and can help heal wounds. Understanding of genetic, molecular, and cellular mechanism has led to a new breach and branch of science called resolution pharmacology. Research has identified a superfamily of unique lipid mediators of inflammation. These include specialized pro-resolving mediators such as Resolvin, Maricin, Protectin, and Lipoxextin. The Resolvin, derived from essential fatty acids, have been shown to, in numerous preclinical settings, to not only orchestrate the self-limiting inflammation process, but also support repair of tissue affected by the inflammation. Coumarin, especially emulsified turmeric, supplying high bioavailable coumaridoids and other bioactive compounds, have demonstrated numerous benefits and is especially effective against inflammatory bowel disease. Coumarin works through a number of different mechanisms. One of it is effective in its ability to dampen the inflammatory response when inflammation is chronic by reducing the actions of key pro-inflammatory messengers, including the nuclear factor kappa, beta, and this is a specific one, and tumor necrosis factor. Another way it reduces inflammation is by revving up the nuclear factor urethroid 2 related factor, a signal pathway that boosts the body's own production of anti-inflammatory molecules to protect against oxidative damage and promote detoxification. And so this allows one pill to have the effectiveness of up to 7 pure Coumarin. He calls it the single most effective anti-inflammatory compound available. Studies on supplements, combinations such as ginger, coumarin, rosemary, resveratrol, alpha-lipoic acid, and green tea have been demonstrated to downregulate the inflammatory process. When the inflammatory process is activated, it can cause inflammation. Emulsified vitamin D3 is also of vital importance, as are probiotics. Elevated oxidative levels are a byproduct of inflammation that exerts its effects. Therefore, getting enough vitamin C, that's 250 milligrams per day, and other antioxidants such as vitamin E and A can be beneficial. Not to prescribe more than 100 units of vitamin E unless using a mixed natural tocopherol. as this will actually cause a paradoxical deficiency of vitamin E's other components. Do not prescribe more than 500 units of beta-carotene because it can also cause a deficiency of other carotenoids and increase the cancer risk. Other antioxidant oxidants such as glutathione, lipoic acid, carotenoids, superoxide dismutase, and catalase, as well as selenium, zinc, and copper are all important as key nutrients for maintaining antioxidant systems necessary for scavenging free radicals. A balanced whole food diet replete with omega-3s and antioxidants that's free of toxins, artificial flavors, and colors, of course. A good clean detoxification is also beneficial for anyone battling chronic inflammation. Powerful phenolytic antioxidant naturally found in foods and herbs such as walnuts, blueberries, flaxseed, apples, and teas. Gallic acid inhibits mast cell derived inflammation allergic reaction by blocking the histamine released in pro areas and stuff. Laser treatments, which is one of my favorite things. Laser can help with both acute and chronic inflammation conditions in the joints, nerve, tendons, and muscles through a process referred to as photobiomodulation. This process helps accelerate the body's ability to work through the different healing stages, which includes the inflammatory space. Laser therapy metabolically influences injured tissue, often at the injury site. By accelerating the healing process at the mitochondrial level, pain and inflammation can be quickly influenced. Laser work by stimulating a specific area of the mitochondria that improves cell metabolism. This happens in a number of ways, but the primary mechanism involved a direct photochemical influence on the mitochondria and resultant modality of the inflammatory cast by way of enzymatic changes. Both of these effects decrease the length of time needed for tissue repair. Laser is unique that it has the ability to influence damaged tissue directly. Most modalities are designed to address pain and inflammation from a macro approach, such as providing a stimulus like heat, cold, compression to a general area in order to impact circulation. This will in turn influence the injured area by manipulating the blood flow. High-powered lasers have the ability to provide a site energy needed to achieve to a larger volume of tissue in less time. They also have the ability to create short-term analgesic effects that significantly challenge lower-powered lasers by enhancing mitochondrial function in and around peripheral nerve at depths. Pain levels can be quickly reduced. For damaged tissues that require new collagen to be laid down, laser influence on the cellular level involved in tissue repair can improve that process as well. There are very few contraindications and most no side effects to the laser therapy. And the non-invasive treatment is comfortable for the patient and can be applied to almost any body part. While the laser can help turn around most soft tissue injuries for chronic conditions, laser may serve to manage symptoms in some cases. In other cases, laser has the potential to play an integral role in the plan of care for the musculoskeletal system. Positive thinking is also a big thing. Everyone must deal with emotional stress. However, when it becomes excessive, it can be detrimental not only to one's emotional well-being, but also to the physical well-being due to its impact on the systemic inflammation. Therefore, it is important to remember that persistent negative thinking can propagate a persistent inflammatory response. Using reassuring words as part of the art of medicine to help calm the person you're treating also calms the immune system. Many people practice meditation for their overall health as well. Physical exercise can be used to downregulate the inflammation. Nothing trumps the power of lifestyle modification, meaning that if you are in an inflammatory, is chronic and caused by lifestyle behavior, then you focus should be on reducing those factors. If you have a normal, then you only sleep 4 hours a night for a week or more, your cortisol will be elevated. You cannot really do things to substantially reduce inflammation while the driver of inflammatories are present. Final thought, patients struggling with inflammatory issues usually feels pain and discomfort as if the body is on fire and inflames. Once a body patient detoxes, eats an anti-inflammatory diet, exercises, uses modalities, and adapts a needed lifestyle adjustment issue, we will feel better, and that's how it would work out well. Well, I had a great time with you here and stuff. We enjoyed being here and all, and we look forward to seeing everybody next week. So with that, we're going to leave you with a little Tony Bennett.
Just like the ones I used to know,
you're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Former President George H.W. Bush is making his final trip to Washington, D.C. Now, Bush's casket arrived at Ellington Field in Houston en route to Washington, D.C. to a full military ceremony. As you heard there with the band playing Hail to the Chief, the Honor Guard moved the body onto Air Force One, which is being called Special Mission 41, for the flight to Washington, D.C. Folks are still paying their final respects to President George H.W. Bush, including his former Vice President, Dan Quayle.
He had great respect for other people. He had a love of life. He loved, obviously, his wife and his family. And he was, just to put it succinctly, absolutely the best.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and Marriott is being sued after hackers stole personal and financial details of millions of customers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Gasoline prices have fallen to their lowest level of the year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price at the pump continues to fall. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
At least one child is dead and more than 40 others are injured after a bus accident in Arkansas involving a Memphis youth football team. Arkansas State Police say the bus left the road early Monday morning. The bus was taking the team back to Memphis from a championship game held in Dallas, Texas. The children on the bus were ages 7 to 12, along with their four coaches. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a